Hi there, this is Habib Wicks, co-founder and CEO of Peer Trainer, and I'm here with JJ Virgin, nutrition and fitness expert, and the creator of the Peer Trainer Fresh Start Cleanse and all-around rock star. We're talking about men and weight loss today. Hi, JJ.
Hey, it's good to have you on the line for once, right?
That's right, that's right. I've come out of hiding here.
Well, I think we recognize that. I know you sent me some information that we're getting a lot of questions from the guys, and they were feeling underrepresented.
That's true.
That's so important because, you know, this is not a women's only program. This is really set up to work for men, to work for women, to work for families. So that's one of the things we want to get across. But I know that you're pointing out to me, Habib, that men have some different questions and different concerns, and that's what we want to address today.
That's right. That's right. And we're seeing a lot of husband and wives. The wives will come in, bring the husbands in, and that's awesome. But you know, there's some questions and there's some differences. And I just wanted to, you know, just tap into your expertise to draw some of them out. So just to jump right in. First question: what are the biggest pitfalls that you see that men have sort of uniquely?
Well, one of the good things you just said is that a lot of times the women are bringing the men into the cleanse, because one of the pitfalls I see is if the partner isn't on board, that there can be a challenge, because a lot of times the men aren't the ones going out to do the shopping, they aren't doing the food prep, and so they'll kind of take whatever's there.
Right.
Right, and that can create some problems. And then you couple that with one of the other big pitfalls I see with men. And again, I'm going to generalize. This isn't everybody, so if
sure,
it's not
sure,
you, don't
sure.
get mad at me.
Sure.
But, you know, I'm going to cite some research that I've seen is that most women can cite how many calories are in an apple and, you know, in broccoli and chicken and how much fat, and you know, but most men can't.
Right.
And so that lack of information, coupled with if they aren't being proactive at the store, can set them up to fail.
Interesting. Just a lack of awareness.
Yeah, lack of awareness, because it really hasn't been their role. And let's say that now all of a sudden they're divorced or they're widowed, and all of a sudden, I got to tell you, I'm at the store, and it's one of the few things I haven't outsourced in my life, because I love to grocery shop. I love it. It's like calming for me, but it's not calming for me when there's a confused man in the store hogging up the aisles, staring at stuff because they don't know what to do. And I always feel bad for them because I think, oh my gosh, you know.
This sounds so familiar. I call it Whole Foods shock. I find myself at Whole Foods, and I'm just like, all of a sudden, I freeze. I know what I want, but I freeze anyway. It's so funny.
Mm-hmm. Because it just hasn't been your culture. So you have that as really, I think, a big pitfall is not really knowing what to do, and so often thinking that, not realizing that a lot of the things that are really healthy are man food, you know, that are things that they would love to eat, but they naturally think that for it to be healthy, it has to be like bird food, salad, you know, that kind of stuff. And if it's not that, then
right. And yeah, that's interesting, because in my experience, men tend to be more, you know, offense focused than defense focused. And again, maybe I'm generalizing because I'm, you know, a bit of an alpha male here. And but I do know that guys don't want to eat bird food. And you know, when I eat a salad, you know, guys kind of look at me, and you know, especially many years ago when I first started this, people would sort of mock me, and they do less of that now. But I guess the big question is, so guys don't want to eat bird food. I guess that's a generalization. But they want a family meal.
It's funny,
right,
too.
Right, right.
Yesterday I was eating a meal, and this guy was like, God, I should have ordered what you had. You know, because for some reason he felt like if he ordered a salad, it wouldn't be a manly meal.
right. So the question then becomes, how can men make progress without limiting themselves? How can they do it where they're eating food where it's like, you know, they're curing their insane man hunger? That's a term I coined years ago, insane man hunger.
I love that. But, you know, you're really eating the same as when we talk about what to eat on, let's take the Peer Trainer Fresh Start Cleanse. It's the same for men and women. It's just that men can eat a little bit more than women because they have higher muscle mass. So they can eat a little more protein. They might be able to eat a little more of the slow, low, high-fiber carbs. What helps cure the insane man hunger is really, because we know food is information, is putting together fiber and protein, which slow down stomach emptying. So it makes helps you feel fuller longer because the little hormone ghrelin that pops up when your stomach's empty and tells your brain you're hungry is suppressed. And then also some healthy fats are huge here, too, because they're going to help release neuropeptides in the small intestine and tell your brain you're hungry. So it's really, you know, when you look at, like, what most men like, because women and men do have different tastes in food. I mean, we all taste are genetic, but women I tend to find tend to go more for sugar and carbs. Men tend to go for more for meat and fat, you know, protein and fat, which actually is good because grass-fed beef and chicken and cold water fish are great.
What's interesting about what you're saying, you know, you're talking about the science of, you know, the fiber and the protein combo. Years ago, when I, you know, when I was really forced to, you know, for health reasons, I was forced to go on a, you know, no gluten, no dairy diet. And then on top of that, when I pulled the gluten and the dairy out, I had so much energy, I started, like, marathon training with hardcore runners in Florida, where I lived at the time, and I would get very hungry, and I developed what I called insane man hunger chili. And what I would do is I would take a pound of spinach, a whole container of hot salsa, a pound of grass-fed beef, and two cans of beans. Take some garlic and some spices. And I would just cook it all at once. It would take me about 10 minutes. And I would have this massive thing of food. And I found that it was very satisfying. And it just helped me. And it was like, wow, my insane man hunger is cured. But if you think about what was in that, the beans, the two cans of beans, I had black beans and kidney beans. So that's the fiber, because beans are way
high in fiber.
Way high in fiber. A lot of protein, you know, in the grass-fed beef, some fat in there. All the awesome stuff in spinach. I know a lot of people talk about the greens. That's our big focus of us at Pure Trainer. But that combo was
like,
bam.
Yeah, like fiber, protein, and fat, because you get great healthy fats in grass-fed beef.
Yep. So awesome. Very cool.
So see, you nailed it. You nailed it. And that, you know, a cup of that with a salad would be great for a woman.
Okay.
And a guy would probably like to just sit down and eat a vat of it. Fine.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. So that was one example. Now, is it, you know, you mentioned that part of the difficulty men have is sort of a cultural thing and a lack of focus. Are there other tips you have for simplifying this process? For whatever reason, men don't want to get hyper granular on counting every single thing. What other tips do you have on making it simple for a guy who doesn't necessarily, you know, hasn't sort of trained his brain to focus, and also super busy. I mean, we're focused on,
women are super busy too. So let's clear that plate. But
right.
I think it's more that we just never have, they've never dialed into it. And so it's really about learning some real simple basics of what's protein. And making sure that each meal you're choosing high-quality protein, grass-fed beef, wild fish, pasture-fed pork, clean chicken or turkey. Making sure at each meal you're getting some healthy fat. So that could come from the grass-fed beef, or it could come from the fish, or raw nuts and seeds, avocado, olive oil, coconut milk. So you look at, so we've got the protein, we've got healthy fats. You just learn those categories. Each meal has each. And then where are you going to get some slow, low carbs, things with a lot of fiber, sweet potato, black beans, lentils, quinoa. And that's a pretty easy category because we keep that pretty limited. That's where people get in trouble. And then, lots of vegetables, lots of non-starchy vegetables. This is where I find most men kind of fall down. And that's where you want to really look when you're out and going, okay, I always survey the menu, and where do I get more vegetables from?
And then and you can always, when you're out at a restaurant, you can always order as a side, a side of Swiss chard, spinach, Brussels sprouts, all sorts of stuff. And they're usually $5. And if you're feeling adventurous, you can order two of them and you have an entree. And I know that, when I have meals like Joel Furman, for example, he'll eat just a massive amount of vegetables and he's full. And then we go out skiing and we ski bumps.
I'm going to have to jump in there and say, I think for most men, in, you really want to make sure you're getting some protein and healthy fats in there too. For most vegetative
just giving an example, and then actually that brought me to my next question. So you talk about clean, lean protein. So the sides, that's a really easy thing to get on the menu, the sides there. But then when you're at a restaurant, how do you know which protein is clean and lean? Because for guys, I'm generalizing here, but most guys, protein's not a problem. There's fish and there's steaks. We're already eating that, most of us. How do you shift from the dirty stuff to the clean stuff when it comes to the protein?
So let's talk about what's dirty. And it's really about grass-fed beef versus corn-fed beef. Whenever I see grass-fed beef on the menu, and it's really got to be grass-finished, not corn-finished, so all the way through grass-fed, whenever I see that, I jump on it because it's so rare, right?
Right.
Or wild fish. If your beef or your fish is not wild or grass-fed, skip it.
Okay. Why?
Because corn-fed beef is junk food because it changes the fatty acid profile of the meat. And so you're basically getting a high inflammatory meal. So a lot of times meat's going to be a better thing to cook at home where you can order from U.S. Wellness Meats and stock up.
Right.
So,
right.
And then wild fish, same thing. I mean, boy, wild fish, they've really messed up fish. Because they're feeding it non-indigenous stuff like soy and, again, changing the fatty acid profile and then shooting up with hormones. So ideally, and this is where it's important when you're eating out. That's why I really love Chipotle.
Yep.
God, I sound like the spokesperson for Chipotle. But I love what they're doing with getting these no hormone added, no antibiotic added meat. So my point there is that even in some of the fast food restaurants now, you're able to get these things. And
that's
what
a great tip. So hold on. So a big tip here. So when you go to Chipotle, all the meat at Chipotle is non-junk food meat. Is that what you're saying?
Well, the beef still fed corn, but at least the chicken, they've got pasture-fed and grass, not grass-fed beef, but they've got the other stuff is fine because they don't put in the hormones into it.
Okay. So then back to the fish for a second. So then back to the fish. Back to fish. So when you're in a restaurant, any fish that's caught in the ocean is basically okay. But you also got to watch out for mercury too. Is that right?
Right. You want to eat wild fish, and basically, you want to eat Alaskan halibut, and you want to eat sole. Salmon, scallops are our best choices. You really want to avoid swordfish. And I really limit tuna, which makes me sad because it's now a higher mercury fish too. So
right.
If you just remember salmon, halibut, sole, and scallops, you'll be better off. Those and sardines, if you're not afraid of them, which I am.
Sure. Now, what about things like shrimp and crabs? Because if you're anyone like me, I love shrimp and crabs. Is that okay?
I think, I know there's a whole big scary thing about, they're bottom feeders and all that, but they're also tiny.
Yeah.
So, I don't have any problem with lobster, shrimp, and crab, and scallop.
Okay. Okay,
yeah.
Good. Well, I grew up in Maine, so that's good to hear about the lobster there. So now, you work with lots of, famous people, lots of doctors. You've been doing this for years and years and years, and you've helped a lot of the guys. When you work with a private client, maybe one of your famous ones or not so famous ones, whatever it is, what does success for them look like? Because oftentimes you have these people who are, highly successful, and they may be rock star, movie star, one of these kind of things. Are they able to take that success and translate it, or are they just like everybody else, just like every other guy, where they're just not trained and need that training to be healthy?
Here's the thing I would say is it doesn't matter whether you are a rock star, a CEO, Superman, because I've worked with all of them, and it really doesn't matter which one you are. It matters what you want. And ultimately, what's going to dictate someone's success in this is if they really want to have the, you know, change, if they want to make the change, if they want to have the impact. If they do, they'll make it work. What I find with a lot of these people that work so well is men are different than women. Women are like, okay, give me everything. I'm going to do this all myself, you know, where right. Men are natural delegators. Mm. And this is another area where you really need to bring in a team. And where I've had the most success with people is where they will bring a team in to help them be successful doing this. And it just, all of a sudden, it makes it so easy to do, right? So that's what I've seen with a lot of my CEOs and celebrities. I mean, especially with celebrities, you're going to get a team involved there, which is great.
Right. They're on our hour. So you might have you bring Turtle and Johnny Drama into the mix there, right?
So, I mean, but CEOs too, they have their team put in place to make sure that they've got the right food, to make sure that they're getting their labs done when they need to make sure they don't run out of their supplements. And honestly, it makes it so much easier to be successful at it. So, but you know, we all can do that. We don't have to be a rock star to have a team help us do these things, right?
Right. Just your wife or, you know, sibling or coworker or something that can be helpful.
Yeah, you know, it's so important to get some, and that's, you know, why I love Peer Trainer, because you've got the accountability and support. You've got to have some accountability and support, and really, whenever possible, you know, there was that interesting study that looked at couples and your close friends. We do tend to start to look like our close friends and our couples and our significant other. So whenever possible, you want to have that significant other involved.
Interesting. And just to, you know, we'll kind of close this down here to keep it, you know, short and sweet. But, you know, a lot of the success that we've seen with the Peer Trainer Fresh Start Cleanse has been the, you know, people go in the protocol and all these changes happen. I know we have to be careful about how we, you know, talk about that success. But, I mean, changes happen and it's usually all good. A lot of that is hormonal. Now, you talk a lot about the how the hormonal playing field changes when you go on a cleanse protocol to a certain degree, whether you're easing in or you're going all in. Is that just a woman thing, or does that affect men as well?
That is not just a woman thing, and this is really important because I think that it's been really underestimated out there how big of a deal hormones are for men. You know, men go through andropause just like women go through menopause, and hormones are huge for men, stress hormones and testosterone and estrogen. So, you know, if men are eating foods that have been injected with testosterone or estrogens, we can create a major problem, you know, especially the estrogenic stuff that you get in a lot of the plastics.
Right. I think it was Men's Health magazine. They ran something a couple years ago where they said that soy contained estrogen and could lead to, I don't know, you know, man boobs and, you know, various things. And,
soy can lead to brain shrinkage and dementia in men.
Really? Now, just a quick side note. In 20 seconds, why is soy so bad? Why do you and Jackie, you guys are always talking about soy.
I know, we're soy bashers. Well, especially for men, because it's really clear with men that it can lead to dementia, brain shrinkage, and with boys won't develop as well. So I'm really anti it in kids and in men. But soy is an issue because it's genetically modified, because the goitrogens can lower thyroid function, but it is estrogenic. And men do not want to be eating estrogenic foods. You know, we are going to... men do have some estrogen, but that's one of the things that you want to check, is you want to make sure that both you're detoxifying your testosterone well and you're not converting it over to estrogens, which will give you man boobs and create problems.
Wow.
So, but hormones are really critical here. Remember, men can lower their testosterone because of high stress hormones, and you can elevate your stress hormones because of the food you eat. So if you're eating this, you know, high sugar diet, you're going to have a problem. You also need good protein and good healthy fats to be able to make and carry your hormones.
Okay, so hold on a second. Another tangent here. But you hear a lot, especially now, you're hearing a lot about testosterone treatment, low T. You hear these ads on the radio, on TV. Do you have low T? How does one fix that? How does one increase their testosterone, and how does that work?
So there's a whole. I mean, this is where things get complicated, and I know we're trying to keep this simple. But for the people that really want to understand what's going on there and understand that there's a method to the madness, there's a lot of science behind this. There's a reason that we're telling you to eat these things. Is number one, we're pulling out foods that could be estrogenic, and those are plastics, believe it or not, milk. Because of what they add to the milk, a lot of the farm-raised animals, because of what they do there, and soy. Then we're also giving you things like fiber that can help detoxify the estrogens. So that's another critical thing. We're also looking at cortisol. When you're eating wrong, you are going to raise both insulin and cortisol. And if you've got higher cortisol, you actually going to block testosterone production. So that's another Whoa. Issue. And then remember, yeah, I mean, this is a huge crisis for men, by the way. It used to be that around 57, 58 years old, men's testosterone started to go down. Now we're seeing more estrogenic men because of the food that they're eating. And we're also seeing men with lower testosterone because of the chronic stress in their 30s. I mean, I just looked at someone's labs today, and this guy is early 40s with very low testosterone and very high fasting blood sugar, and he has a great diet. It's all stress. And stress can come from diet. You know, if you're eating the wrong diet, it can raise stress hormones, or you're not eating.
So hold on a second. Hold on. Let's just break it into a real-world thing. So cortisol, so something like drinking coffee can increase cortisol, which can reduce your testosterone. Is that what you're saying?
Well, excess coffee keeps adrenaline around. It's actually a little different mechanism, but it can create problems, can create some adrenal problems. You know, there's a lot of things here that can create issues. And that's why, I mean, all these things, that we didn't put things in here to be mean. We put things in here because ultimately we're trying to make sure that we're reducing inflammation.
Right.
We were improving hormone response. And remember, it's not just about, normalizing cortisol and insulin. It's also about being able to make your sex hormones, make testosterone, and carry it well, and then allow your receptors to be able to hear it well. And so the types of fats you eat are critical for that, because if you eat the wrong types of fats that are damaged, that are, too much saturated fat and too much damaged fat can make your membranes stiff, can make your receptors less able to hear the messages. And then you need proteins to make and carry your hormones. So everything's put in here for a reason.
Got it. That's cool. And again, this can get really complicated, but I guess the bottom line here is that this is just a generally very helpful protocol. It's also new, so a lot of these things you're saying are new. When you say gluten and soy and then corn, everyone's like, what? A lot of people are like, what are you talking about? So it's helpful to know these broad benefits beyond just losing some weight. Final question here. So as people get older, things start breaking down, 40, 50, and beyond. What do you recommend in addition to the dietary changes? So we're going to eat more vegetables and, increase our lean, shift to lean, clean protein, increase our fiber and all that. What is critical on the supplementation side? What's the base level thing that guys should be looking for on the supplement side?
So there's some things that are similar, and then there's some things that are different. I mean, baseline, I'm really an advocate that everyone should take a good daily multivitamin, mineral, antioxidant, and essential fatty acid supplement, which is not one pill.
Right.
So everybody needs that. Everybody needs antioxidants, vitamin, mineral, essential fatty acids, at least EPA and DHA, omega-3s, but often I like to have GLA in there too. So that's the foundation. And most men I find do well with some extra magnesium, especially if they've got any hypertension, high blood pressure, extra magnesium. And then for men, and again, this is really kind of proactive, I really like men being on a basic prostate support formula. I'd look back at your, that's the thing that as you get older, most men are going to have an issue with. So something that's got saw palmetto in it, big. I love Pygium. So that's another thing that I would look at, is really important for men.
Okay. And what about the fish oils and the CoQ10? I know my dad had a heart attack last year, and he's...
Well, remember, that was the basics, was to have all of that. And then how much more you need? Anyone on a statin is going to need CoQ10. Anyone with anything going on cardiovascularly, you should be on CoQ10, or if you're an athlete. I mean, I'd love to have everyone on CoQ10, but, you know, it's like once I start I'd love to have you on everything, and then you've got a Dixie cup full of pills. So the basic would be a basic multivitamin, mineral, antioxidant, and essential fatty acid. I like to bring up the fish oils a little bit, but I do that, Habib, based on diet. Someone who's eating fish 3-4 times a week is probably fine. Vitamin D, test your vitamin D levels and make sure, and most people need to be taking about 5,000 IUs of vitamin D a day, even if they're out in the sun.
Okay. I'm sorry, wait, hold on. You said 5,000 IUs a day?
Yeah.
Okay, because of vitamin D, I mean, every single day now you're hearing more scientific studies saying that vitamin D is linked to, you know, lower levels of, you know, bad stuff, higher levels of good stuff, reduces cold, all sorts of stuff.
It's so important. It's unbelievable. I am amazed at, you know, how many vitamin D deficient people there are out there. That's a critical, huge issue. Magnesium is another one that I think 300 to 500 milligrams of magnesium. Some people need as much as 1,000. Add that. And again, the prostate support formula. I love palmetto and pygium there. Those are basic heart stuff. CoQ10. I know we're going to be working on more specific, like if you've got heart issues, if you've got stress issues, if you've got blood sugar issues. And that's really where, you know, we have our foundational support, good diet, starting the day with the shake and fiber, and then we'd add based on, you know, what issues you've got from stress to sleep to athlete to all that. So, build on that.
Well, this has been super helpful. Thanks for taking more time to share your thoughts with us. Any final thoughts you have or final advice for guys who are like, can I really do this? Is there really a benefit? What's one final comment you have for guys who might be kind of on the fence and like, should I do this? Can I do this?
You know, here's the thing. This is way easier than you realize it is, and that's what I really want to impress on people. It's really just setting yourself up. And once you get this set up that you learn to start the day with the shake, and then you get used to what you should be ordering for lunch, and you work with, you know, whether you're bringing dinner in or you've got your spouse doing that, what dinner is and what you can keep around the office for snacks or travel with snacks. It becomes, and you know, I'm not a big snack fan, but we always have to keep something with us, apple and almond butter, jerky. It becomes so simple. And that's what I really want to impress on people is you might go, oh my gosh, but this is really actually simple. And what I find so often, Habib, is when people switch over to this, and of course we know they feel so much different, they're like blown away. But the biggest thing I hear that I love the most is they go, oh my gosh, this is easy, and I actually like what I'm eating better.
Good. That's so helpful.
It's just a really short learning curve, and once you do it, you're going, wow, great.
So, awesome. Well, thanks. We're going to wrap that up, and we'll see you guys on the cleanse.
All righty.